Say, I'm born of God. Say, I'm born of the Spirit. Hallelujah. Say, I'm anointed of God. I'm anointed of God. Say, I am in Christ, justified, and Christ is in me, glorified. Say, I'm born of the Spirit. Hallelujah. Praise God. Let us open our Bibles to Ephesians. We just, I just want to say this by the Spirit in the next few minutes. Hallelujah. Praise God. You see, the Bible says we are seated together with Christ Jesus. We are seated together with Him in heavenly places, far above principalities and powers. That is our inheritance in Christ Jesus. Our position, we are seated far above. Hallelujah. Ephesians 1, it says we are seated far above. Somebody say far above. So we are seated far above. Far above. Far above. We have a common enemy, and the enemy is Satan. The devil is the enemy. Amen. The devil is the enemy. And that's what we're doing. Anytime we are preaching the gospel to somebody, we are snatching them out of the claws of the enemy. Right? The devil, Satan, is the enemy. We are of the Lord. The Bible says we have overcome them because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. The greater one lives in me. Amen. The greater one lives is our reality. We are seated together. You are with God. You are seated together with Christ in heavenly places. In heavenly places. We are seated. You see, the devil, like we said, I said a while ago, the devil is, very smart, very wise, very cunning. Very, very cunning. But however, we also have an upper hand. And our upper hand is because we are in Christ. That's our upper hand. We are in Christ. We can be certain. You can be sure that you can, move against the devil. You can take a stand. You see, we must learn to take a stand. Hallelujah. We must learn to take a stand. Look at, 1 Corinthians, I think 16, 9, there about, the apostle said, an effectual door is open unto me. He said, but many are the adversary. But this is it. We can take a stand. We can take a stand. By taking a stand, it's not just by wishing. You don't wish a stand. By taking a stand, I'm saying you are positioning yourself in the world in prayers against your family. For your family. Hallelujah. You're taking a stand for your family. You're taking a stand. You're taking a stand. Hallelujah. Taking a stand. Look at Ephesians. Ephesians in chapter 6. I think it's 6 now. Let's look at Ephesians 4:27 first and read it together. Ephesians 4:27. What does it say? It says, neither what? Give place to the devil. Amplified version says, do not give the devil an opportunity to lead you, put in the bracket. That is what she added. Amplified version talks a little much more. Actually, a lady, led the group. Who made Amplified Version? That's why sometimes praise God. the words are many and it's sweet. Yeah, but the words are many. I didn't say anything more than that. What I said, just simple. Praise God. With King James now, he's a man, go straight to the point. Praise God. All right, look at that. Look at in 27, he says, Ephesians 4:27 said, do not give the devil an opportunity. So who is the person that should not give the devil opportunity? We. Okay, we are the one. If you fold your hands, if you refuse to do something, the devil will take advantage of it. And that's why we must deliberately take a stand. See, we are taking a stand not from the standpoint of, weakness. we are taking a stand from the standpoint of who we are in Christ Jesus, of the victory. That's why we started all this series going from, you know, he said, I will build my church and the gates of hell shall not prevail. You know, and, you know, we went to the fact that we are raised together with Christ Jesus far above principalities and power. Okay? We are far above. And Jesus said, he said, nothing shall by any means hurt you. Okay? Look at that. Look at Luke 10. Let's go to Luke 10. Put the line page in the middle of where we just read. Hallelujah. Luke 10. All right? Luke 10. This is quite important for us to understand that, you know, the reason why when I was making it, we talked already that in Isaiah 14, the Bible really never described the devil as an angel, okay, or as a choir minister or something. The reason why, you know, why I was, it's not to, you know, the reason why we are trying to picture, I mean, to give an identity, okay, what the true nature and character of the devil is not, you know, so that we exalt the devil, for us to, the reason is because so that we don't give him too much unnecessary regard, all right? The devil is a low life, okay, has been a low life, and will continue to be a low life. Are you gonna try to say? It was never any time had the opportunity to sing to God, okay? It never had that opportunity to sing to God. You know, in fact, he's the chief of music, right? I mean, he's the first musician in the Bible. I think he's a musician now. Yeah, Jubal. There's someone that is, look at Luke 10. Praise God. Luke 10, let's go there. Just want to do some Luke 10 and Luke 10, 19. Okay, look at it. Thank you so much. Look at it. So Jesus, after Jesus, sent the disciples to go and preach in the city. And, you know, they had come with reports. Look at what Jesus said there. Let's start from verse 1. Luke 10, 1. This was even before Jesus' death. Before Jesus' death. Look at Luke 10, 1. It's after these things, the Lord appointed other 70 also and sent them two by two before his face into every city and place, whither he himself would come. And therefore he said unto them, the harvest is truly great, but the laborers are few. Pray ye therefore the Lord of harvest, that he may send forth laborers into the harvest. And this is also an important one to note. Jesus said that the harvest is what? It's great, it's plenty, laborers are few. You know, it is true, I was saying during the week, I think to some people, it is true, the statement that, okay, nobody's indispensable, okay, when it comes to God's work, nobody's indispensable. For example, people use the word, the phrase a lot. In fact, I have also at some point also used the phrase. The concept of it is the fact that, you know, if you don't want to be available to be used of God, for example, in any capacity, God has a way of bringing another person, okay, to do the same thing that you don't want to do, okay? Probably you are not available to do. God has a way of, because God has a mandate, he wants to be honest with you, if I don't want to, if I don't want to heed to the call of God and, you know, preach the gospel or do what we are doing in Georgia, okay, God would send another person, okay, to do the same because he needs to achieve that mandate, all right? Are we together? Yeah, that is valid. That is valid, but it's not absolute. It's not an absolute statement. That statement should not be made in the spirit of, if you are not, don't worry, if you are not available, just go away or something like that. You know, the concept is God, everybody is needed. Are we together here? Everybody is valuable to God. I repeat it. Royalty is valuable to God. Glory to God. Are we together, everybody? Everybody. God needs everybody. That's the reason why we have church in the first place. He says he has given some apostles, prophets, pastors, and teachers. He said to edify
to edify the saints, so that the saints will do the work of the ministry. So the whole aim of our teaching and preaching is to ensure that the saints are edified, so that when they are edified, they will do the work of the ministry, not leaving one person aside. Everybody needs to do the work of the ministry. Not necessarily pulpit, standing on pulpit and talking, but everybody, we need everybody's hands on deck. Hallelujah. So even if one of us is not showing so much willingness to serve in certain capacity, it does not mean that, oh, you know, to hell with you, or, you know, you go away. No, it does not mean that. What it means is that the ones that are not, that we are seeing that they are quite weak, okay, we go to them to encourage them to do the work of the ministry. Everybody is needed. Praise God. Say, everybody is needed. Yeah, everybody. Look at what Jesus said. Jesus said what? He said, look at what he says there. He says, the harvest truly is great, but the laborers are few. We're reading Luke 10, verse 2. He said, the harvest is great, but the laborers are few. Pray ye therefore that the Lord of harvest, that he will send forth laborers into the harvest. Go your way, behold, I send you forth as lamb among wolves, carry neither purse and this and this. Then, let's jump to, because of the time, in verse 9, he said, heal the sick that are therein, and say unto them, the kingdom of God is come nigh unto you. Amen. But into whatever city you enter, they receive you not. Go out of the street of the same, and say, and even the very dust of your city by Cleveland. So let's just jump to, praise God, 9:17. Hallelujah. And the 70 returned. Remember, he appointed 70 people. He sent them two by two. That is 35 groups. And the 70 returned again with joy, saying, Lord, even devils are subject unto us through thy name. Somebody said, through thy name. Now look at that. He said, look at it again. We're reading Luke 10:17. Luke 10:17. What did he say? He said, and the 70 returned with joy, saying, Lord, even the devils are subject unto us through thy name. They are subject. Devils. He's saying devil. The word devils means demons. They are subject. He said they are subject unto us. Through what? Through thy name. So it is not, they are not subject unto them because they are, you know, because the way they look, but because they went in the name of Jesus. Are we together? They went in the name of Jesus. I'm saying this for a reason, okay? Don't forget we started by saying, do not give place to the devil. You have to understand that the devil is not what people project him to be. The devil is that old dragon, that serpent, that beguiler, that murderer. The devil is our enemy. Satan is the enemy. Praise God. You have to understand that. Satan is the enemy. And we must learn not to give place to the devil. We looked on Sunday that the greatest receptor that the devil binds to, greatest receptor is the flesh, the dust. It feeds on dust. So and that's why if a believer, amen, if a believer, as a believer, irrespective of who you are, even if you are Geo, you are this and this, you are pastor, if you're whatever you are, you must ensure that every day, every time you practice walking in the Spirit, the slightest opportunity, the slightest, you know, chance that you leave walking in the Spirit, the devil will not wait so long. Because he's always moving to and fro, seeking who he may devour. He's always looking for the opportunity. And I'm telling us again, I told us this again, that even the opportunity can come to a whole family. The devil can enter a family, binds to a receptor, flesh. For example, I told us what we saw in 2 Corinthians and 1 Corinthians chapter 5 about this guy who was sleeping with his stepmother. And, you know, the apostle gave an instruction and they disciplined the guy. They gave up the guy to opposition, Satan. All right? Disciplined the guy. Now, the guy went into sorrow. Now, in 2 Corinthians 2, Paul wrote again that, hey, guys, this guy had been punished. That punishment is sufficient. He said, the guy is now sorrowful. He said, as you have obeyed me in the first instruction, let us do this. Let us forgive him and bring him back, okay, into whatever, because it was a punishment. It was a discipline. They disciplined him for what he was doing. Okay. Now he said, so let us. He said we should. He said they should forgive him. Are we together, everybody? He said they should forgive him. And he said something. He said, if you don't forgive him, it will be a strategy for Satan to enter this entire Corinthians church. Are we together? I'm trying to say. This is even for the church not taking a place of forgiveness. Okay? So in other words, whichever stand of discipline the church is taking, the church must also be very careful to know when it is enough. Are we together? Especially when the devil is already overwhelming the person's soul. Hallelujah. Are we together, everybody? Am I communicating to us there? Everybody, we must learn this. Listen up. We must learn how to take a stand against the devil. He said, for your adversary, the devil. He said, move about, walk about, seeking and looking for who he may devour. Devour. You know, to devour something? It means to chew it, to tear it, to destroy it. The devil is a destroyer. You have to understand that. The devil is a destroyer. And that's why we must, all the time, especially at this stage that we are in your life, you must take a stand in prayer against your career, against your family, against your life. You take a stand 24/7. You don't relent. You take a stand. You don't wish the devil gone. You take a stand. Look at what they did. The Bible said they went and they said, he said they were joyful because the devils are in subjection. Subject to them. How? Through the name of Jesus. Amen. Let's keep reading. Look at it. Verse 17. And the 70 returned again with joy. Say, Lord, even the devils are because they were surprised. Hallelujah. They were what? Surprised. He said, the devil, even the devils are subject unto us through your name. And he said unto them, I behead. Hallelujah. He said, I behead Satan as lightning fall from heaven. So he's saying this. He said, I am seen. So I see Satan fall from heaven. Okay. Like a lightning. I will explain this. This is what people, okay, extrapolate and join to Isaiah 4:14. Okay, but it's not the same. Okay, it's not the same at all. It's simple. Heaven is a place of authority. The Bible says we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and power. Okay, so for example, people that have been demonically oppressed. Everybody, are you with me, everybody? Listen up. People are demonically oppressed. The devil are battling and affecting lives. Hallelujah. People are under chains, under shackles. The devil is dealing with lives, bringing sorrows to family, tears to family. The devil is doing it, has been doing it, and is still doing it. And that why? Because the devil has gained a certain level of authority over that family, over that person's life. So when you come as a believer, and you take a stand either in your family, in your life, against the wise and the scheme of the devil, what you have done is that you have dethroned the devil in that family. Okay? Are you getting what I'm trying to say? You dethrone the devil in that territory. You dethrone. So you can as well, for example, when the devil, for example, when you notice that the devil has gained mastery over a family or over your friend's life, you have seen patterns, and you agree by faith. You prayed against that schemes and wiles of the devil. What you are doing, you are dethroning the oppression of the devil over the family. And that's what Jesus said. Jesus said, oh, I see. Let's keep reading. Everybody, let's keep reading. 19. He said, behold, I give unto you. That's where I'm actually going. He said, behold, I give unto you what? Power to tread upon serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy. He said, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. Very important. You must understand this. He said, nothing. Somebody said, nothing shall by any means hurt me. So look at what Jesus said. Jesus said, I give unto you. You know, some people say, well, me, I don't want to pray against demons. Because if I pray against demons, they will not come again in my life and begin to attack me. You know, you've had that before. Some people say, well, I don't want to see. If you have your demon in your family, just hold it. I cannot agree with this person, so I cannot do this. I cannot do this. Because they are afraid. They are afraid that the devil will come back at them. Okay, you are not also exempted from the activities and the wiles of the devil. Because he's always looking around for whom he may devour. And if you are afraid even to take a stand, even against a city, for example, against a territory, you are afraid because if you do something, it's going to come back to you, okay? Then the devil, you know, can as well come against you into your life and you will still be afraid. Because it's the same authority. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. So Jesus is giving us an assurance here. I remember I used to go with this scripture to crusades then. You know, he said, behold, I give unto you power. He said, I give unto you. That's what Jesus is saying. He said, I give unto you. It's not even a promise. He said, I give. Amen. He said, I give unto you. And this was before his death. Before his death. And he's saying, I give unto you what? Power, authority to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy. All the power, all of them. You have an upper hand. So it's, in other words, there's no one power of the enemy that is exempted, you know, that is outside the reach of your authority. I'm talking to you as a believer. Jesus has given you authority. You don't need to have a collar. You don't need to bear a title or pastor or reverend or Lord Bishop, okay, or reverend sister, or whatever you want to say. Because you are a believer, that's all. He said, I give unto you. These guys were not even born again yet. They were not born again. You know what I mean by they were not born again? Because what makes a man born again is because they received Jesus. I mean, Jesus has died and rose again. At this point, he had not risen. These guys had no, they don't have the Holy Spirit in them. The only thing they went to do, they went to use the name of Jesus because he told them to go. But now you have the Holy Spirit residing in you. John 14:16, he said, he shall be in you forever. Hallelujah. So you have the Holy Ghost in you now. The Spirit of God is in you. And these are guys who had not received the Holy Ghost, and he was telling them that nothing shall by any means hurt you. Not to talk about you that have the Holy Ghost. He said, your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. That scripture is not for fornication alone. It's for all things. Amen. Your body is the temple. My body is the temple of the Holy Ghost. I can hear you. My body is the temple of the Holy Ghost. So in other words, you have to understand. He said, I give unto you power. The word there is exousia. It's authority. Extended authority. I give unto you power. Say, I've got a power. I love the way, you know, a minister, you know, used it once. He's, you know, described this. He said, for example, listen up, everybody. For example, when you see Georgian traffic police, if in the Georgian rule, okay, the traffic police, because I tried to write the exam. I wrote it, I missed 4. So I didn't pass it. Yeah, you have to, if you miss 3, you don't pass it. So I missed 4. In the Georgian, you see, it's not just Georgian rule, any traffic rule. The policeman, the traffic police, has the authority, you know, has the priority over all the traffic symbols. So for example, if the traffic sign says red and the police says, go, 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 okay? You don't wait, you have to go. So, but if the police are not saying anything and it's red, you stop, isn't it? So, but if the police come, so in other words, the police can come and override all the rules, including the ones on the, you know, on the floor or whatever, on the road. Yeah, thank you. So, and this is, no matter how big the lorry or truck or vehicle is, if the police say stop, you stop. Even if you can drive the car, okay, and run on the police. But if it does like this, you stop. If it tells you to move, you move. If you pass through the police, when it tells you to stop and you run on the police, you will not face the judgment of the police. You face the judgment of the government that puts the police there. And that's what happened. That's what Jesus is saying. So he said, yeah, I've given you power. So what the police had, it's just power, authority. To stand there at the traffic, you know, border or the junction, to just give direction. He gives authority because he has the badge. He has the uniform. And that's what happened. You have a uniform. The uniform you have is the name of Jesus. So when you say stop, it stops. So it's not about the gravity or how big the demon is. It's about the authority you carry. So the same thing with the traffic, with the vehicle. The vehicle is big. It's not about how big the vehicle is. It's about the policeman. If the policeman is 16 years old or is starting working today, if you stop, if he tells you to stop, you have to stop. Are we together, everybody? That's what happened. He said, I have given unto you, look here. Luke 10, verse what? 19. Look at it again. He said, behold, I give unto you power to tread upon serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy. And nothing, in this case, nothing will run you over. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? Nothing. Nothing will run you over. So you have to come. See, you must understand that when you are standing against the devil, you are not the loser. You are the winner. Hallelujah. You are the winner. You are the one that the devil is afraid of. Maybe you need to get it. Everyone, listen up. Listen. You are the one that what? The devil is afraid of. The devil knows that you have the authority. But the devil is not sure if you use the authority or not. And let me tell you this. Don't forget. Listen to what we started earlier. Listen up, everybody. Listen up. There is not about bad occurrences alone. Your stand is not against bad occurrences, including the lust of the flesh, because they are also the activities and the receptors of the devil. So it's not about, okay, sickness, death, all those things, including all there is that's not found in God that is against your progress. You can stand against it. Hallelujah. Praise God. I remember somebody said, oh, they try to cast out the spirit of, seduction or whatever from somebody, and the spirit jumped into them. You understand? Yeah. People, I've seen it before. It's not even, I've seen it before. Really, I've seen it before. That we had a meeting once. This was not the spirit of seduction. This sister, we had a meeting. We went for evangelism in River State. We went in River State. And that sister laid down on one person on the crusade ground. As he lay down, she was the one that fell down. She was not afraid. We have to come and cast out spirit from both of them. We have to come and say, no, get out. Okay. Hallelujah. Because she was not harmed. By harmed, she did not even understand what he asked. She saw us doing it. She saw everybody doing it. So this is what we do most of the time. Before we go, we try to, arm everybody with the scripture. Hey, look at it. You have to understand this. You know why? Because if you don't know, the devil knows you don't know. Am I communicating? The devil don't know that you don't know that it will not harm you. But I want to, I remember we had a meeting and, one of my friends, Pastor Ephraim, so people had been casting out demons from this person and the person has been rolling and everything. And Pastor Ephraim just came and said, get out in Jesus' name, and just went. Okay, the person was still rolling. Pastor Ephraim said, no, it has gone. And immediately Pastor Ephraim said, it has gone, then there was calmness. That was faith operation. Am I communicating to us there? It's just faith operation that was functioning from the standpoint of, I have used the name of Jesus, okay? It has worked. So even after he has used it, okay, the person was still manifesting as if it has not gone. Okay, but for him, it has gone. So I will not move by sight. I will move by faith. Am I communicating to you here? Now, but it does not mean that just to help us. Consistency and persistency does not mean you are faithless. Okay, it does not mean to. It depends on the operation of it. But you have to arm yourself with accurate knowledge, information. That's what we're doing here. Jesus is telling them, I give unto you power to trample upon serpents and scorpions and over all the powers of the enemy. He said, nothing shall by enemies hurt you. It will not hurt you. So you are coming from that point of view that it will not hurt me. Nothing. So you are going with boldness. The devil is afraid of you. I repeat again, brothers and sisters, the devil is afraid of you. What the devil tries, the devil keeps us busy. He gives us assignment, gives people assignment. The devil is smart. I told us, he's smart. So he gives assignment. For example, he brings a problem, he binds to the receptor, he causes, the secondary action, he causes all the things he needed to cause. He causes it, and when it is time for you to take a stand, he gives you assignment. For example, you begin to be busy. So you get back home, instead of you to pray, you can't pray. Say, I'm tired. He makes sure that your appetite is increased. You must eat ever. Okay? You must eat, swallow. And by the time you finish it in the swallow, you sleep. And when it's time for you to wake up, you know, as you're about to wake up, you remember that season movie. So time you're supposed to be praying the Holy Ghost, studying the scripture, you start that, let me quickly finish one of these episodes, and I will pray. As you start the episode, you notice that another one, they pop up another advertisement. Okay? Before you know it, you get used to it, that you're not even praying again. Okay? So you're not praying again, you're not in it. You are not taking a stand, and the problem keeps increasing. I say, well, I will come to church, probably pastor is going to use authority to, you know, to adjust everything, you know, to pray. Amen? But you also have to agree together with it. Are we together? When you want to take a stand against the devil, you take a stand. Hallelujah. You take a stand. You take a stand too first. You take a stand always. Jesus, the devil came to tempt Jesus, trying to find receptor that he can bind with. He said, it seems like he's hungry. Turn this stone to bread. Okay? This, and bow to me. I'm going to give you the entire kingdom of the world. Because Jesus, just imagine. Hallelujah, everybody. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. If you pray and fast, I mean, you went to, this is it. Let me tell you, this is true. True at all costs. If you enter the wilderness and you pray and fast for 40 days, you cannot return the same person you enter. Forget that. Well, there is no way. If you enter, even ordinarily stay back in your room, lock the door and pray for 3 days, okay? You know the effect. By the time you come out, I remember one time after I prayed, you know, went to pray somewhere, your hand will be doing like this. Thank you, sir. Like that. You will be carrying hand. Like, you know, I remember one time, you know, I went to pray somewhere and we had, you know, it was a 6 days meeting. You know, we had prayed in tongues. You know, we returned. Somebody touched me. When I came back, somebody touched me behind me, just touched. The person fell. 6 days. Ordinary 6 days. The person's back and, you know, fell down. He said, what happened? I just finished. You know, ordinary 6 days. Hallelujah. 6 days. Just imagine when you now did 40 days. So 40 days alone, 40 days, Jesus was already looking at, and he was very hungry. He was looking at the stone and was already seeing bread. You know, because this thing, it was after what? See, it was, should we turn this to stone? So the devil came to show your authority, show power. You are full of it, show it now. Turn stone to bread. But it will be useless. If we turn stone to bread, Jesus can do it. To what end? At this point, no, he doesn't do anything here. I hear you, it's not as if there are plenty of people here that are hungry, that we need to feed. So why turn stone to bread? It would be like I'm just showing something. So it's not needed. Man shall not live by bread, but no, by bread. You have to use it. He said, bow. I will give you. Because Jesus was ready to go into the world, to claim the whole world. Hallelujah. He said, don't worry. Bow to me. I will give you all these things. You won't even need to go to the cross. Because, you know, the way the process went, he went to the cross, died, then gave the Holy Spirit to the disciples, and now we have been taking the word for Jesus. So the devil was like, no worry. You can get everything without the process. Now, you have just bow. He was just trying to make sure he deceived the devil. He was looking for a receptor to bind to. Are you hear what I'm trying to say? The devil will always come like that. You must. After the entire temptation, the Bible says he left Jesus for a season. He will come back again. He came back even through the mouth of Peter. He came back through the mouth of the Pharisees. He came back again. He will always come back. That's my point. If you are not careful, somebody will come to you, come and share the revelation. You say, well, I'm the king of revelation. You are not the king of, if you don't know, you say, no, you will be sensitive in the spirit to not see. Not now, not today, yes, tomorrow. You will know. Are you going to try to say, yeah? Say, they want to invite you to all programs to come and minister. It's not all program you go and minister. There's one that you pray for, and the Holy Spirit will tell you not to go. Pastor Adeboye. He was invited to come and minister somewhere. I kind of forgotten the story. I mean, the exact place. And while Baba was praying, Daddy Gio, the Lord told him to take his wife along with him. And he was like, why? Just take your wife along. But he was praying. So he took his wife and went to the trip. And while they were praying, somebody knocked the door. Baba said, the Holy Spirit told him to tell his wife to go and open the door. And the wife went there to open the door. As the wife opened the door, a naked woman just hugged the person that opened the door, and there were pictures straight away. There were pictures taken, but of course, it was too late. If he had gone, see, forget it. Nobody will want to hear stories. A lie, Jared. He's a lie. He's a lie. He's a lie. He's a lie. That's how they do. They'll be hiding. They'll be hiding. I am trying to say, yeah. But with the devil, the only way to prevent or inhibit that lingering binding to the receptor is by walking in the spirit. It's by walking in the spirit. The devil will always be looking for opportunity to destroy your home. The devil will go, your wife? You just be noticing that your wife, it's the same wife that you have been worshiping since, or your husband. Something will just be coming in your mind. Look at him. Look at her. You just be seeing things that you have not been seeing before. Am I communicating to you? Is the devil at work? Oh, is the devil at work? You have to say no in the name of Jesus. You have to not go to the word and begin to read, who is a virtuous woman? You have to know. You are reading, you say, that's my wife. That's my wife. That's my wife. To renew your mind again. Are you coming up trying to say, yeah? You must do it deliberately. Hallelujah. That's my husband. My husband is this. You have to start confessing. Start saying, because Jesus spoke back. Baba Adeboye was saying something. He said, the devil is always tired of him. He said, anytime he has a lustful thought. I remember those years. He said, anytime he has, that's the way he attacks it. And it works well. And for personal life, for me, is good. He said, anytime, let's say he's on his bed, and the devil brings some lustful suggestion, he said, he has, he said, what he does, I can't remember. He said, he made sure he prays 3 hours. For every lustful thought, he said 3 hours. He prays 3 hours. He said, the devil now said, he said, I'm not doing it again. Because for every lustful thought, 3 hours in 3 hours in prayers. 3 hours in prayers. He just prayed every time. He said, we'll stand up and start praying. Don't not pray against the lust, but pray more in tongues. Why? And the more you pray more in the spirit, what happens? You get emboldened the more. You get stronger the more in the spirit of the spirit. Revelation comes the more. So he's attacking it. He's taking a position in the spirit. We must not give place for the devil. We must not. Hallelujah. Look at your neighbor. Say, you must not give place to the devil. We must not. We must not. The devil has a way of doing it. But we are wiser. You know why we are wiser? Because the wisdom of the Spirit is in us. But by yourself alone, you are not wiser. But because the wisdom of the Spirit is in you, you're wiser. Let me say this to you. I will repeat again. If God has given you instruction to consecrate yourself, I repeat again, everybody, listen up to me. And if you are listening from home, anywhere, if God has given you certain instruction to consecrate yourself, even if it is not a general doctrine, okay, do it. It's for your good. You hear about Joseph Ayababalola, and God will tell them, CSC, God will tell him that, don't use ring. Amen. It is not a doctrine, a general teaching doctrine. There are certain things that the Lord will tell you in particular, that it does not mean that it's for everybody. The Lord can tell you, Osas, I want you to dedicate a fast for me every week. One. But for example, if this is what happens, this is what many people do. Anytime they get that fast, because they're the general overseer or the major pastor, they say, the Lord is telling us in this assembly that we should all be fasting every Wednesday. Sometimes it's not like that. Sometimes it's just for one person. Am I communicating here? Some people, the Lord will just tell them that, I don't want you to use this. I don't want you to wear black. No, I'm not talking to you. It's not the Spirit of God speaking. Hallelujah. I'm just giving an example. And that just came. Praise God. Except the Lord tells you. When the Lord tells you not to, you will know. Amen. Are we together, everybody? You will know. You will know that it's the Lord that is telling you. Am I communicating to everybody here? And when if the Lord tells you to do that, it's for a reason. That obedience, are we together? That obedience will make you seem, it makes you look wiser. Some of you here that you are listening to the sound of my voice, you know what I'm talking about. That there are certain instructions that God has given you. This instruction has nothing to do with doctrine or whether the Bible says, the Bible says yes, okay? But you know that, you disobeyed that instruction and you know what came after it. You yourself know. As I'm talking, there's no way. If you're a true believer here, and at certain times you must have disobeyed the instruction of the Spirit, you know what went for it. Are we together? Yeah. The Lord can tell you not to. And the reason why the Lord is telling you not to wear black, the Lord can say, don't wear black for the next 1 month. Okay? You know why? Because it's possible that sniper, somebody wants to shoot somebody, and it is, I'm serious, so maybe, and it is black that they are looking for. And you not look like the person. Amen. You will not look like the person that enemy that they are looking for in Jesus' name. Yes, you will not look like that. But I'm just saying, I told us once, okay, I wanted to go and minister somewhere. It was in Akumba. That was invited to minister. And I was praying to God, what should I wear? The Lord told me to wear pant, trouser, you know, like bro. Yeah, we are bro, but okay. You know what I'm talking about here. I mean, you know, I would have gone with a jean. That time, I would have gone with a jean and a sneaker or go, you know, just gone. I mean, I would have gone there like, you know, just like a casual person, just go. Because the power of God is not in jeans. So that is a doctrinal fact in my head. But however, when I was praying, the Lord told me not to go with jeans. So I cannot be arguing with God and say, no, it is not written in the word, I should not wear jeans. No, the Lord told me not to wear jeans. And I decided, okay, I looked at my wardrobe then in Akure. I saw pants, you know, normal pants. I ironed it with Gator and all those things. You know, we do everything. I wore the tie and I went there. And when I got to the place, I told us, when they opened the door of the auditorium in Night Fest in Akumba, as I saw, everybody was dressing the way I was dressing. Everybody. I was like, then if I had come here with jeans, because what they were saying, you know that these people had, you know, they had issue with jeans. I'm serious. The Lord told one pastor, went to go and minister somewhere, and he told him not to lay hands. But because laying on my hands is in the scripture. So he said, no, I have to lay hands. And he called people to lay hands. I'm serious. It was later he noticed that there was something wrong. They had been taught there that laying on of hands is Antichrist. So as he laid hands, everybody just saw him as Antichrist. All that things he was saying, it was not entering again. I think I'm trying to say, yeah. So, but it does not mean that it's not scriptural, but it simply means disobedience is flesh. And the devil will bind to that receptor and it start happening in your life. It's serious. And we have to be careful. We have to be very careful. Hallelujah, yeah. We have to learn to take a stand. He said, I've given you power to trample upon serpents and scorpions and over all the powers of the enemy. He said, nothing shall by any means hurt you in the name of Jesus. Nothing will hurt you in the name of Jesus. You will take a stand against the wiles and the schemes of the devil, and nothing will hurt you in the name of Jesus. Nothing will damage you in the name of Jesus. I remember I was reading a book some years ago, and the man of God was going to minister. Amen. He was going to minister, and the Lord told him to take, I've forgotten exactly, was it anointing oil or something? The Lord told him to pray for something, that water to sanctify something, and to use that to create a border across his house. Across his house. Before going. So he did it. He went to minister. By the time he came back, I've forgotten the... In fact, from what I read, even including ants, insects, they could not even enter the house. I mean, everything was dying, you know, at that circle that was formed. Everything was dying. Everything. No one could enter. No arm robber could enter. Nothing could enter. It was, but this is it, okay? It could have also gone and pray, and nothing would enter. But for that particular moment, the Holy Spirit that told him, do this. The Holy Spirit knows why. He said, do not do it. I mean, you should do it. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? Yeah. That Diego was saying something, he said he was attacked on his finances. He said he was attacked. His finances was attacked. Why? He said God told him not to stop, to stop pastoring. He didn't know. And he kept pastoring. He said, I think he pastored for 30 years or for a long time. God told him to go to field work, to go and do field work, to start Rema Bible, Rema Institute. Just field work where they do trainings and teachings. But he was pastoring. So he was pastoring and his finance kept going down. He was suffering it. He said, he went to God. He confessed. He spoke revelation. I have given. I confess. Prosperity is mine. This is mine. But it's not supposed to be like that. But simple, because he disobeyed.
until when he started obeying, then the devil loosed hold on his family, on his finances. It happens, see, we can go on and on and on, but we must not give place to who? To the devil. Hallelujah. So while we are praying, we are knowing what the Spirit of God is telling us to do. Sometimes the Holy Spirit will tell you, could tell you, see, go and give this to this sister, to this brother. Go and give this for the fathers of the gospel. Give this, do this, do this. It goes a long way. Hallelujah. Praise God. Let's bow our eyes and pray. Say, Lord, in the name of Jesus, I stand against every opposition against my life, against my family, against my business. I receive instruction for what to do per time. I know what to do. I know when to do all that I must do in the name of Jesus. I am not deficient of instructions in the name of Jesus. I remain firm in Christ. I'm led by your Spirit. I'm a child of God. The greater one is in me. I am born of God. Come on, open your mouth and pray. 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 Ibrahash Kalia Dasoka. Eletus Kofredi Heske. Ibada Skorieve. Ibado Skiba. Andasho Kiba. Ila Rovokoski Raba. Ala Koski Ladoski. Ila Manda Provokoski. Oh, yes, 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 yes. Yes, 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 yes. Yes, 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 yes. At the right season, at the right time, for the right season, glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. In Jesus' name. At the right season, at the right time. For the right season and the right time is near. Is near. The right season and the right time cometh, and now is. It has come. That the cloud will be full and will pour out rain. It has gathered enough. The time has come that it will pour out. The blessing will be poured. It will be poured. It will be poured over what you have been expecting. For the expectation of the righteous, okay, will not be cut short. Say the Lord, it will not be cut short. For the cloud will be full and the time is now. The time is now. The time is now. The time is now. The season is now. The time and the season is now that the cloud will pour out its content. It will pour out its content over the works of your hand, over that which you have been expecting. For the Lord himself will do it. He will do it. The harvest and the labor is not in vain. The labor of prayers, the labor, the work of faith is not in vain. For the gather cloud, for the gather cloud, for the time has come. See the Lord. The time has come that it will pour out. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glorify the name of the Lord. 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 You can talk in the spirit. Talk in the spirit. Sing in the spirit. Sing in the spirit. Talk in tongues. 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 Ibratos Keliaska Vila Haske Ibrabakos Kevishi Elados Kabina Naskalia Arados Keboski Viandaraba Elakos Kibaba Eladesh Keli Edo Kofri Ibrados Kebohova Alas Kandere Ivalos Kubi Andaba Alados Kebrelia Dava Erovishko Privia Erovokos Kelida Anatos Kebila Toske Ibrovish Kalila Doska Eladove Hilabatoke Ibrodovi Heska Lida Alatos Kevida Ibrahoska Elados Kibahadaba Ebra Baba 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 Ekos Kilaba Shandaba Ebravo Kebila Daba Elatos Koprila Doski. Oh yes, 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 yes. Elakos Kivadasko Revedisko Tata Kibaloski Ibradovo Meskelivoski Ilahans Kalida Hatakala. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. For in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Father, we thank you for your word. We ask you to establish us in this. You establish us in this in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. You can package your offering. It's good to give. It's good to give. We give because we love God. The Bible says, give and it shall be given unto you. Good measures, pressed down, shaken together, running over.